Postseason coverage presented by Henderson and Watercutty. You can see all what they have to offer at stlcriminaldefense.com. And we go to our nation's capital, and that's where we find Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, stltoday.com, covering the Cardinals and their postseason run and every single day of Cardinals baseball. And Derek, let's start with this series. In a general sense, what has happened to the Cardinals offense?
It has been completely and entirely smothered by Washington pitching, Washington scouting, and Washington performance. There's no other way to put it. I mean, you can look at it any number of ways. The Cardinals have three walks against the Washington starters. Washington has three wins in the series. The Cardinals have two runs in this series, both of which needed misplays in the outfield to find their way from third to home. So in a lot of ways, the Nationals outfielders, and I want to say this right, the Nationals outfielders have done more to drive in runs for the Cardinals than the Cardinals offense has. It's been a remarkable shellacking. And then just an absolute schooling, to be honest, of how to prepare and how to pitch.
I think what we've seen, too, is that clearly the word is out. And we saw that with the Atlanta Braves. Pitch the Cardinals inside the zone off speed. It's a great fastball-hitting team, four-seam fastball-hitting team, but they're struggling with off-speed pitches. Why do you think that is now finally coming out after 6 to 7 months of this season?
Actually, I think we saw it in May and June. And, you know, to be honest, Jeff Albert and I talked, it was mid-season, and I was asking him about that because it ended up being about 50.4%, fastball, but for much of the season, Paul Goldschmidt was seeing more off-speed pitches than he was fastballs for the first time in his career, and he wasn't alone. The Cardinals get off to that 20-10 start. They're a very versatile and very voracious offense, to be honest, there at the beginning. Very impressive offense at the start of the season, considering, you know, Goldschmidt wasn't going as well as he could, but they had so many different ways they could win. They just had a lot of different ways that they could score runs. But teams picked up on it pretty quick that one of the ways to hold them back was to test them with off speed. And we saw teams who saw the Cardinals a lot, Dan, start doing that. You think about like the Pirates, right? How the Pirates didn't have the execution really to pull it off, but that's what they tried to do. The Cubs, look at how like Hendricks just gave them such fits at times this season. Well, you know, it got around, and you know, kudos to the Nationals who had scouts, at least two that I know of, following the Cardinals there towards the end. They saw that 19-inning game in Arizona. They saw some of those games. They saw them, at home against the Cubs. They saw what the Cubs were doing. They saw what Arizona did. They saw what some of them happened into, and they put it to work. What we need to connect the dots on is why haven't the Cardinals adjusted? Because it's an open secret as how teams are approaching them. So why haven't they adjusted?
Would you anticipate lineup changes for game number four tonight?
Probably because of a lefty in there. That's not, you know, if you were then to come back and ask my opinion of it, I'm kind of a mind that these lineup changes are cosmetic at this point. So I'll give you for instance, right? So you have Jose Martinez, who comes off the bench and starts in game three. He's got two of the team's four hits going into that game, 2-for-2 as a pinch hitter. He's going out in right field, and the Cardinals are saying, look, we're going to give up a little defensively to get more offensively. And then they bat him sixth. Hey, why? Like, if he's in there for offense, why not bat him so he gets more plate appearances? That's his purpose, right? And then his bat comes up that much quicker later in the game, and you can do your get him out of there in a double switch and go to defense. Hilt said that he was there to lengthen the lineup, and that's fine if the lineup is going. But, you know, there's five batters before him, and he may lead off the next inning with them having not scored any runs, and he may only get two at-bats, two plate appearances before you double switch him out if things go great. I just get the sense that, like, any sort of lineup change at this point in time is nice, and it makes for a good note, and I'll write the heck out of it in the newspaper, but it's cosmetic. One way to go about this, Dan, and you please push back if you disagree, but one way to go about it is just, who are the eight best players? Put them out there.
Yeah.
Who are the eight best players who give you a chance to do something, and put them out there. And you know what? I'm not sure that I make that list. And Matt Carpenter is probably on my list, because you know what? He's going to take a walk. That's something these other guys aren't doing. He might put the ball over the wall. He might not, but he might. That's something some of these other guys can't do. So I don't know. That's the thing that gets me, is if a guy's in there for offense, and I get it. Schilt said he didn't want to make any knee-jerk moves, but then why make any moves at all?
I am proud to add to the website, as an exclusive sponsor of Ben Fred Fridays, the St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. As many of you know, I'm proud to be from St. Louis, and Mick Henderson and Steve Watercutty are from St. Louis. They call it home. Their firm is the premier criminal defense firm in Missouri and Illinois. So being from St. Louis, they want to help people from our region. And all you have to do is go to their website, stlcriminaldefense.com. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Now, on that website, you will see the countless testimonials of people who they have helped over the many years that they have been doing work for people in the region. On the site, there are frequently asked questions, categories, and a wealth of information to help guide you through the process of figuring out how to make decisions to protect your rights. And it doesn't matter how big or small the case. They're known for their communication with their clients, and this is why. You can reach them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they have a proven track record of handling your criminal defense and traffic needs. The St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. The website again. And really, go to the website. It's incredibly easy to navigate. stlcriminaldefense.com. Check it out. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Or call them anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day. The number, 314-645-4400. 314-645-4400. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
What about just emptying your bench? Now, I got into a good conversation on our post-game show last night with Jim Edmonds and Al Hrabowski. I said, you know, at this point, it's so historically bad with the offense. You've got nothing to lose. You're down 3-0. Just empty your bench. Their point was, hey, these are the guys that brought you. You can't do that. Plus, you got to manage these guys next year. And I get that. And I think some of these players might be okay with it, knowing that it's been this bad. It's not just a little bad. It's been awful. What do you think of that?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's like, you know, do you want to win or do you want to make a point?
Well, let's win. I don't care about making a point. It's time to win.
Then don't you go with the best players? Candidly, if you were to make the lineup of the best players, is a Randy Arozarena in your lineup with the best players, the guys who give you the best chance, not who are producing, aren't hitting now. But, you know, if you just go, okay, these are the guys who give me the best probability of producing, is Randy Arozarena in your lineup? For some people, the answer may be yes, because the body of work isn't there and he hasn't failed yet. And he's got speed and he's got, you know, kind of an exciting game and he's new. He's new. He hasn't failed. You know, and so that's fine. But if you look at just like the probability of production, isn't your pen going to stray right back towards the same names? Because they are the guys that got you here. They are the guys with the track record. They are the guys with the career. They are the guys who you need to perform. Look, like it or not, if the Cardinals are going to pull off something magical here, they need Paul Goldschmidt to hit, not be on the bench.
Absolutely, and he would not be on my bench, but there would be others I'd look at for sure.
Paul DeJong, would you look there? See, because that's another one, is like he's batting eighth. What are you doing to him?
Well,
like I asked Schilt that question. Like, here's a guy who's really struggled to find his swing, who can happen into a home run, hit 30 home runs during the season, really, really solid season. But he and Fowler have been on the decline since September 1st, 44 strikeouts and 120 at bats. And by putting him in the eighth spot, how many pitches is he really going to see?
Wait, yeah, and hitting in front of the pitcher, that makes it very difficult, clearly. Yeah, and that's
super
a valid
difficult.
Point. That's a valid point. What do you expect out of Dakota Hudson tonight?
Excellence. I expect a hop in infield. I expect him to engage his defense and let them help him win the game. We'll see if they're able to do that. I think he's got a good power sinker. He's operating on normal rest, should have a good feel for it, should have the right life to it. I think he might throw a different look at the Nats that they're not ready for.
I think it's interesting, too, going into this, what could be a final game of the season, how relaxed the Cardinals come out and play. Play free and easy. The pressure clearly is on Washington to win and win at home tonight.
Yeah, there's a line, though, like the little goofing around at home plate yesterday. That clearly had a different look to it. I'm not sure I'd ever seen that before with Ozuna, Jose Martinez, Wilmer Defoe. Right before the game, I think there's a difference between playing relaxed and playing casual. The Cardinals, they can play relaxed. In fact, I mean, they feed a lot off of Paul Goldschmidt, who's super calm. Similarly with Anthony Rendon, to be honest, with the Nats, you know, he's super calm and a tremendous player and just doesn't seem to be fazed by much. But like I said, you know, you can play relaxed, but you play casual and that's not going to go very far.
What do you expect to happen tonight in terms of this ball game? Will we see a game five?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think the Nats are super good and they're playing super great right now. I'm going to use the word super a few more times. They've won 15 out of 17. They've won five in a row here in these playoffs against the other two of the other three remaining National League teams. They went into Dodger Stadium, beat them. They are feeling good, and Howie Kendrick is locked in. I think the pitching is there. I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll learn a little bit about Patrick Corbin, right? I mean, this is the game that they signed him for. They gave him a lot of money. You know, they've spent $500 million on pitching, so they should be really good with pitching. But Corbin has come out of the bullpen. He's been okay out of the bullpen. Last time we saw him, it was for a one out, one batter, faced Colton Wong, then left. Now he is being asked to start. I think he's got a tremendous slider. But if the Cardinals don't go running after it, don't go chasing after it, they can find some walks. If they can find some walks, then they can get runners in motion. That's something that they can do against this Nationals team. They can steal bases. They can take the extra base. I think if they can walk, they can score some runs. If they can score some runs, they can get a lead. And if they can get a lead, they can win this game. All of those things have not happened in the first three games, but this is an opportunity to make that happen.
What's your sense with the club right now? As you talk to the players after the game last night, you know, obviously dejected, down 3-0, but what's your sense of just a general feeling with the club going into this game?
Shocked that they have been bulldozed like they have by the Nationals. I think they were not expecting this. I think there's some frustration with the questions, which is natural. That's fine. Paul Goldschmidt and Colton Wong, to their credit, stood there after game three and both found different ways to take the blame. The blame is not entirely on them, but both of them found ways to do it, to take it. Dexter Fowler did the day before. Those are the Cardinals' top three hitters. And yesterday in game three, they combined for seven strikeouts. Wong didn't have one of them. Goldschmidt had four, and Fowler had three. But they were there taking the blame. But I do get the sense that they're like, look, you know, they're one of the final four. You're playing in mid-October. There is some achievement level here, and they're facing a really good pitching team. But I think they're just as shocked at how little – no, in fact, I know. I know they're just as bamboozled by how little they've been able to do against the Nationals as the rest of us watching.
And finally, the approach with the at-bats tonight by St. Louis. What would you expect to see out of the approach against Corbin?
What do they need to do, or what do I expect to see? Because track record ain't so good, Dan.
Well, yeah, that's kind of clear.
Look, he's a lefty Fulton Avitz, so how'd that work out?
Yeah, well, one time it was good, one time it was bad.
Well, let's learn from that then. One time it was bad, and that's when Fulton Avitz was around the zone and in the zone and then got them fishing for the slider outside the zone, right? Okay. One time it was good for the Cardinals, and that was the 10-run first inning against the Braves that everybody's talked about and has produced approximately more than a third of the Cardinals' runs this postseason. But what that started with was a walk. What it also included was two more walks with bases loaded, and then came the damage. Because Fulton Avitz, unable to get them to go outside the zone, had to come back in the zone, and then the Cardinals made him pay. with the pitching so far in this National League Championship Series, the Cardinals have not made them pay on pitches in the zone, and then they willingly chased after pitches out of the zone. That's Corbin's game. That is Corbin's game. The guy has more swings and misses on sliders than anybody else over the past 2 years. He is, you can call him a left-handed Jack Flaherty, a left-handed Fulton Avitz, whichever way you want to go, but he might have the best slider, most successful slider, let's put it that way, most successful slider in the majors. But it's not always going to be a strike. And if the Cardinals can have an approach where they're like, look, bring it back in the zone, and then we'll see what we can do with it, then he's got to be sharp to beat them. And if they get on runners on base, then all things are off. I mean, like I said, they can do some things when they get runners on base. They just haven't gotten them.
Derek, thanks so much. Great coverage as always this postseason, and let's hope we can catch up tomorrow before game number 5 if you're a Cardinals fan.
Yeah, we'll figure out what time they're going to let them play game 5 if they have it. It's all kinds of night game, day game. Not quite sure what they're going to do with it because of the rain and the forecast and the other series.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
Yep. Talk to you soon, Dan.
I am proud to add to the website as an exclusive sponsor of Ben Fred Fridays, the St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. As many of you know, I'm proud to be from St. Louis, and Mick Henderson and Steve Watercutty are from St. Louis. They call it home. Their firm is the premier criminal defense firm in Missouri and Illinois. So being from St. Louis, they want to help people from our region. And all you have to do is go to their website, stlcriminaldefense.com. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Now, on that website, you will see the countless testimonials of people who they have helped over the many years that they have been doing work for people in the region. On the site, there are frequently asked questions, categories, and a wealth of information to help guide you through the process of figuring out how to make decisions to protect your rights. And it doesn't matter how big or small the case. They're known for their communication with their clients, and this is why. You can reach them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they have a proven track record of handling your criminal defense and traffic needs. The St. Louis-based criminal defense firm of Henderson Watercutty. The website again, and really, go to the website. It's incredibly easy to navigate. stlcriminaldefense.com. Check it out. That's stlcriminaldefense.com. Or call them anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day. The number, 314-645-4400. 314-645-4400. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.